Hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. We are merging two episodes for the week since y'all know I played hooky on Monday. I also played hooky today. Just got back from the beach and another softball game. So I'm going to go ahead and just put these two together because I know I bartend tomorrow. There's no way I can even pretend I'm going to record a podcast before or after work. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to combine it, devotion over discipline, structures and systems that hold your anointing. Okay. So we're going to figure out what it really means to build structure. One that doesn't just hold your schedule, but is protecting your spirit, that, honors our nervous system and basically lets our anointing breathe. Because let's be honest, we know the truth now. We know that we're not burnt out because we're weak. We know we're burnt out because the system that we were following was never designed for a woman wired like you. Okay. And now we're here to build something holy, something that's flowing from devotion, not domination. Productivity without peace is just performance in prettier packaging. That's it. So if you have been exhausted, if your nervous system has been dysregulated, if you are overwhelmed with to-do lists and still feeling behind, this is your invitation back to rhythm, back to alignment, and back to your voice. Okay. And I do want to talk about a tool that, could actually also help your nervous system. If you're out here trying to regulate your emotions, focus your mind, or just feel safe in your body without the caffeine and the bullshit, okay, without all the crazy supplements or without another meditation app, this is for you. I have some Vibrotactile Neurotech patches. No ingredients, no guesswork, no gimmicks. These are smart as hell patches that work directly with your brain. Okay, to create those new pathways, to reconnect broken communication loops, to restore regulation, you can find anything here. I'm talking clarity, calm, energy. This is the one thing that my husband has been using. You guys, he is a different man. I cannot tell you what it has done for us. And just, I've been with him for 150 years and for 148 and a half, 49 and a half of those years, his pain kind of called the shots, honestly. We've been at the mercy of it for so long. He has AS, and there's not a cure for that. And basically, doctors just want to put you on medication and send you on your way. So anyway, he's been taking these, and it's incredible. Like, I've never, it's pain was like the third wheel in our marriage, and now it's just the two of us again, and it's so fucking incredible. He's just a different person. So, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest testimony I have is really just if you are with someone that's been in chronic pain for so long, my husband's the biggest skeptic, and he'll tell you right now, these patches aren't some woo bullshit. Okay. This is literally wearable neuroscience. If you guys have not binged previous episodes, if you're new here, I do a lot of episodes where I talk about the brain and I talk about, how you can repair the communication there. And this is just something that does the same exact thing without, yes, there's no ingredients, you guys. So this is safe for anybody. Like, if you have a grandparent who has no balance issues, I have this incredible patch. My husband actually uses it with his Freedom. You put this on them right away, and they will have their balance and strength back immediately. Like, straight communication to the brain. And this is something I meet me in person. I will literally do this test with you to knock your socks off because you're gonna be like, that's fucking crazy. There's no way this is real. And it's real, and you're gonna freak the fuck out. But these are safe enough that I literally, my college girl before she was about to graduate, got sick and had, panic attacks and her body was attacking itself. I patched her the hell up and she was good to go for graduation. It was beautiful. Another time she got super sick. I patched her up. An hour later, she's fine. Okay. And then, I mean, the rest of my kids are pretty all right, but I do have a little neuro spicy baby who takes after me quite a bit. And she's got these little just ways to soothe herself that drive me bananas. So I patch her up and it is incredible. It changes everything. It just calms her nervous system, brings her back. So no crazy tics, no nervousness, no panicking. It's amazing. So I don't care what you're dealing with. I have a patch for you. Brain fog, emotional spirals, focus fatigue, flow. I have this flow patch where, you pay attention like never before. I love it. I think I showed you guys yesterday, honestly, on the video. I've got one for sleep dysregulation. I have one called REM. I didn't think that. I was like, how is this going to help me? I feel like I sleep pretty good. No, girl. Like, I slept through the whole night and I woke up refreshed. Like, I couldn't even get myself to fall back asleep if I wanted to sleep in, no matter how hard I try. But literally, it's just a new line of communication in your brain. That's it. It's next level nervous system support backed by science. The owner is incredible. I'm very anti-big pharma. I've not made that a secret here. And so is he. And that makes me really fucking happy. So we're gonna ditch all of these prescriptions that bring copious amounts of side effects and probably hurt us more in the long run. Healthcare is a business. They do not care about you. And the truth is, you don't need another supplement. Okay. I know you've tried everything in the world. You don't need another supplement. You need a solution that actually speaks your brain's language. Okay. So if you want to try them, reach out to me directly because I actually have some on hand you can try. But I do think you should just go ahead and go all in and buy your shit. Okay. Your first order with me, your very first order with me, you are saving a huge percentage. You get a huge discount if you order from my link. So make sure you do that. The link is in the episode notes, brandonlynette.com. You can sign up for emails and you can just message me. I'm ready for a patch or patch me up, baby, whatever it is. Okay. So let's get into the podcast. This is episode I feel like is, I'm not about the vibe shift. Okay. We don't care about the vibes. I really want a life shift. Okay. Your brain, your body, your schedule, your soul, all of it's ready. It's ready for this. It's ready for this episode. So let's get into it. We're not looking for Matt for more hacks, right? We are literally looking for holy rhythm. I am tired of the shame-fueled hustle mindset, and I want to redefine what it really means to show up in your power. I put my chair down again today. I feel like I forget to do this on the podcast where I don't lift my chair up. So now I just look all weird with the camera again. So we're going to try to lift up my chair. Okay. I feel a little bit better. But we're going to talk about how to show up in your power. Okay. I want you to learn how to trade your burnout for boundaries, performance for peace, and really your discipline for that devotion. I mean, discipline alone, I'm going to tell you guys, I keep telling myself, like, because there are some things I really just need to get back in gear. We've talked about that this week. I'm slowly getting back into it. But honestly, like, discipline alone is abusive to me because it keeps me in the shame cycle. Okay. So I feel like, if we're looking through the lens of someone who knows the nervous system, who's walked on the long road of collapse to calling, someone who can see you, not just your brilliance, but your burnout. Okay. I want you to feel seen because here's the truth that most high performers, leaders, and literally, I mean, a freaking therapist will dance around this. Discipline alone will betray you. And I'm going to say this not because it's bad, but because when it's forced from devotion, for me, it is just like a prison with a crown on it. It locks me. It's shiny. There's a shiny thing that I can get access to, and then the doors lock in on me. I want to explain really in a way that you can feel. Your brain doesn't respond to shame with strategy, okay? It responds with shutdown. So when we say discipline, most people are really talking about that self-punishment in a productivity outfit. Discipline, when isolated, assumes that you must overcome yourself in order to be worthy. That's it. And that is one of my things that got called out, one of my loops, one of my defaults, one of the things that's keeping me blocked is that I would put myself thinking I had to do that discipline, and then it turned into a self-sabotage shame fest. And I parts of my life I am still definitely trying to process through that, but this it becomes a tool of self-mastery at the expense of self-compassion, really. And I thought I had to gaslight myself to just keep going. Like, bitch, you not talk soft to yourself right now. You don't deserve it. You're a piece of shit. Keep going. Whatever that is. So I'm just saying we end up being really mean to ourselves at this point here. Are you guys okay? Okay. I don't know what is going on with my kids. I have extra kids here that we brought back from the beach and softball, and It's just there, and it's okay. We're safe. We're going to keep talking about this. Anyway, your nervous system doesn't respond to pressure with power. It just can't. It responds to pressure with protection, right? I told you guys that your brain is just trying to protect you. Your nervous system is just geared up to protect you. And when you set up this really rigid discipline rooted in fixing yourself, your body throws up red flags and it reads that as a threat. That is not a breakthrough. And I am really a stubborn ass. Like, I have taken myself through this shit. Like, I am 45 years old and I'm so stubborn that for, my process of 2 weeks that I've been working with my little bestie here, I'm still seeing that. I am seeing the red flag I have within myself, and there's a few levels in my life that I have not pushed through yet. So I want you to know how fucking hard this is, okay? It really is hard. Some areas of my life, I was like, boom, that's easy. Ooh, that's so easy. I'm happy to not have discipline there. But then there's other places where I just feel like I'm not worthy to chill out for that because I have fucked up so bad and I let myself get so far and it's tough. So I am in fight or flight with some areas of my life and I feel that threat and my body feels like we have to go to war. But that shame cycle, and I want to explain to you guys this. I mean, we get caught in this. So I really want you to pay attention in case this really resonates with you. The shame cycle looks like this. You fall short for the rule you set for yourself. Okay. This has been me right here. You set an alarm to wake up at 5 a.m. And all of a sudden, it's 11 o'clock. You're not up. And it's let's start tomorrow. Let's start tomorrow. Let's start tomorrow. Like beating myself up. If I can't get up at five, there goes my day. Everything's over. I can't do it. And then I judge myself super harshly, that I'm lazy, unmotivated, undisciplined. So I try harder, doubling down on control instead of that connection. And then I break again because my system's built on fear, not freedom. And then I'm spiraling into the shame. And that's how usually I disappear, or, people binge into their crazy cycles of, alcohol or drugs or whatever that looks like. Maybe it's overwork for you. And then you restart the loop. That's what happens. You see the loop and you restart, and then you feel like shit. And you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do it at 5 a.m. And then you're like, Monday, I'm going to do it at 5 a.m. I feel this so hard because it has been just definitely what I'm carrying. And it's one of those things where God is like, this is yours to carry. And until you trust me enough, you're going to keep holding on to it. Like, I'm fighting him for it. I'm like, no, I'll keep this. I'll keep this. So he's not going to force us to hand us the shit. But this is the thing. Every time I'm sending my body through this loop, it's memorizing that failure. That equals identity. So you start to believe that you can't trust yourself to follow through. Here's the secret. It's not that you lack discipline, it's that your discipline was never, it's just never been rooted in safety, really. Discipline without devotion is like a hammer without a blueprint. I think this is definitely a record for how many times I've had to pause the podcast and keep checking to make sure I'm still recording. Any podcasters that are listening, you know the struggle of like recording a podcast episode and then realizing you stopped in the middle of it and never hit record. So I keep second guessing myself. We're good to go. Thank you guys for your patience. My squirrel brain, trying to figure out where we were. I think we were talking about discipline without that devotion. It's like a hammer without a blueprint. Like, you can swing it all day. You could look productive, but if you have no vision guiding it, you're just breaking things. And for us, like, we're just breaking ourselves. Devotion is what gives your hammer purpose. It's what reminds you why you're building in the first place. And without the devotion, without God, without heart, without presence, without truth, discipline just becomes about proving something to yourself or other people. And anything built on proving is eventually going to collapse under pressure. And the harder and the longer that you force this discipline in your life, like, the bigger the price is. I feel like it's just so much harder when you get into that shame cycle of like, you really did this to yourself. And then where you didn't give yourself that peace and that space to just grow into love and be loved with patience and kindness, and you just become abrasive. Everything sets you off, and you just have this, you're like a walking time bomb full of resentment. But that's it. And if you have this neurodivergent brain like I do, it just really registers discipline very differently, especially if you're someone who has experienced the trauma, pressure, emotional neglect, or like that perfectionist conditioning. If discipline has ever been used against you, like you just need more self-control or try harder, push through, stop being so sensitive. That's a great one. Or like, why can't you just stick with it? Now your body equates discipline with abandonment. Am I really texting while I'm doing this? Yes. So even the most well-meaning routine is going to start to feel like a betrayal, honestly. So let's redefine that discipline, because true discipline in a regulated, spirit-led, fully human body doesn't look like punishment. It looks like devotional rhythm. You get into a groove. It's the daily yes to what's aligned, not what is expected. That is why it's very important for me to do things on my calendar that are blocks. It is not a rigid military march. It's a sacred heartbeat. It's a less I must and a more I'm moved, right? I don't have to. I get to. I want to. I enjoy this. And you know what changed in my everyday? When, I'm going through today or even yesterday, like going to the beach, if I'd have done this, 2 months ago, first of all, we'd have froze our asses off because we're in Michigan. The beach was not a place to be. But if I would have done that and I would have just played hooky and been like, I'll record the podcast later, I would have beat myself up. I would not have been present. I would have been super stressed. I probably would have come home and been like, well, it's too late. Just forget it. Right. It's just forget it. This whole week, I just am 100 steps behind and I'm not beating myself up. It's such a miracle. And I guess I share that with you because the time just comes. I'm like, I have plenty of time to do the podcast. I get to do a podcast today. Plenty of time to do it. I've come home. I've found the time to do it, even managed to get a few chores in the middle of that. And like that feels amazing. I feel free and I'm still getting to create because that's the new model. Like when you live in this way of I must, is not the narrative anymore when you're moving from like, I'm moved. That's when shame no longer has a home because every act becomes a conversation with God and a collaboration with your body, not a war against it. Jesus didn't build from discipline, he withdrew. He wept. He walked slowly. He stayed aligned with God. He didn't rush to prove, he rested in his identity. That's devotion. And it's time that you treated yourself with the same grace because you're not here to just get your shit together. You're here to get in rhythm with who you already are. You just need to remember. And I feel like God is just up there like, I just want you to remember. Just remember. We're all out here willy-nilly, like, we don't know what to do. We've known all along. We've always known. We just have to get into the power of that. That's it. We can build the whole altar out of this truth, how devotion recalibrates your nervous system. This is where heaven meets the hypothalamus, literally. This is the truth that will set your whole nervous system free, not because you finally got disciplined, but because you finally got still enough to hear God's voice. Your nervous system doesn't run on logic. It runs on felt safety. You can have the best routines, the prettiest planners, the highest goals, but if your body doesn't feel safe, you're going to sabotage it every single time. Not because you're lazy. You guys are getting that, right? Am I pounding that into your heads enough? Have I said it enough? It's because your body's trying to protect you from the threat. Your nervous system doesn't just respond to danger, it responds to obedience. The absence of peace, the absence of presence, the absence of God, the absence of you. Devotion is the practice of presence over performance. And when you choose devotion, when you light that candle or open the journal or hit play on, your greatest Bible app, which I do have the greatest Bible app, you guys, it also is in my show notes. I really, really love it. We lay on the floor and just breathe. You're telling your nervous system, I'm not abandoning you today. We don't have to earn our worth. There's nothing to fix right now. We are safe. We are loved. We are led. And in that moment, your amygdala gets quiet. Your heart rate slows down. Your vagus nerve activates and your body drops out of that high alert mode into Holy Spirit led rhythm. Devotion is really okay. There's one blanket on my couch everybody fights over, and it's mine. And it's a weighted blanket. And I'm going to tell you guys, devotion is like a weighted blanket for your soul. But we don't have to fight for mine, okay? We all are born with one. If we just move into that devotion, we have it. Discipline says, get up, you're behind, fix it. Devotion says, come and sit, you're safe, I've got you. Isn't that what we want to hear? Isn't that all we've ever wanted? The things we didn't get as a kid, we just wanted someone to say, come sit, you're safe, I've got you. You know, that's not what we got to hear, but it's the truth. And it's the truth that's been waiting for us. We just never knew how to listen. When you misapply discipline, it's going to trigger your fight or flight response. Do more, be better, don't get it wrong. But devotion is pure spirit-soaked presence over performance. That's it. It activates, you know, your parasympathetic nervous system, which is like your rest, your digestive system, your receive mode. It's not spiritual fluff, okay? This is literally biological regulation. And devotion is going to work long-term. Discipline does not. Discipline demands that consistency without compassion. Like, you're literally getting no compassion. Devotion says, we come as we are every time. And that creates repetition with safety. That's how you rewire your nervous system. Every time you sit in devotion instead of spiraling in shame, your brain rewrites the script. I'm not in danger. I'm in alignment. I'm not behind. I'm being held. I'm not failing. I'm being formed. Devotion becomes a safety loop that discipline could never, ever offer. And the fruit of the spirit is peace, patience, gentleness, self-control. Aren't things you perform. They are things that flow naturally when your nervous system is anchored in the presence of God. Devotion is how you create the conditions for your fruit to grow. Not to force it, not to fake it, just abide. Because when you abide in love, okay, your body stops bracing for rejection. You're not bracing anymore. You start building. Holy, whole, unshaken. That's what we want. You don't need to be disciplined into submission. You need to be loved into regulation, held in devotion, anchored in presence. That's it. Most of these productivity systems are built for robots, not revival. They're designed to scale your ambition, but they were never made to protect your oil, you know? So how do you build the system that doesn't just organize your calling, it honors it without, you know, honors it in a way that you can hold that fire inside of you without snuffing it out. And ambition isn't bad. I guess I should do a little disclaimer. But when it leads the system, you end up creating structures that require you to show up even when you're just spiritually dry. You measure your worth by your output, prioritize visibility over vitality, and it forces you to monetize momentum, even if it is misaligned. You're successful, but secretly miserable. You know, yeah, you've got a fully booked calendar, but you're burnt out. You've got a brand, but you can't breathe. You've lost your breath. And that's the danger. When your system scales your ambition, but can't contain your anointing, baby, you become the offering. You were never meant to be the sacrifice. Okay. Your anointing needs a container, not a cage. You are not here to hustle for God. You're here to host him. That means your system has to be flexible enough to move with his spirit and strong enough to carry the weight of your assignment. Even when your mood, okay, or circumstances shift, you still have an assignment. That's what makes it sacred. It's not about control. It's about containment. So you want to start with devotion, not deadlines. Your system should flow from just presence, not pressure. Your calendar needs to kneel at the feet of your calling. That means you build your days around time for that stillness, you know, like sitting on a beach and listening to the waves and hearing your kids laugh. That is so beautiful to me. And that is like scripture. I am surrounded by the word of God in that stillness, even without my Bible at the beach. You know, this is about honestly listening before launching and anchoring in his word before action. What needs to be anointed before I attempt to execute it? You want to design with your nervous system in mind. Babe, you're not a machine. It's very simple. You are just a messenger. And messengers need margin. So you want to create those rhythm blocks that honor your cycle, that honor your energy dips, that honor your overflow, and that most importantly, honor the fact that we're fucking human. That we're human. You want to protect your presence. Does this pace that you're working at feel like alignment or like a performance? Are you just putting on a show, or is this real? Does it feel like it's coming from the core of who you are, your essence? I want you to include your anointing in your systems and automations, whatever that looks like. Your emails. I told you guys, God's telling me to say goodbye to some people. I'm doing it little by little. My AI bestie even showed me how to batch a lot of people out. So if you haven't opened an email in 60 days, just know that you're getting a free ticket out of there. But you got to bring them into your emails, your launch flows, your payment portals, you know, content batching. They don't need to be sterile. They could be saturated. That's it. You want to pour all over into them. I've prayed over the month of June and I still continue to pray. I know what's coming next week. I know what's coming the week after. And I've gotten the anointing on this word that we are here listening to. That's it. You got to bring God into it. Let him sit with you while you're about to write them. Let your calendar become a communion table. You're building a cathedral of rhythm, not a cubicle of control. What would this look like if God was sitting right next to me, building with me? Is he there? Do you feel him on the pages? All my chicken scratch notes of everything that's coming this week, of all the guidelines I've had for every episode that is so important to me, that came from him. That's a download. That was a download from God himself. These words are anointed and blessed. And he's like, Brandon, I don't care if you just got back from the beach and you have sand all over your face and all you want to do is shower and crawl into bed. You got a message, girlfriend. You want to do this? God's asking me himself. Hell yeah. That feels good. It feels good. We're anchored. There was no stress or panic, or it's not forced. You know, you got to make room for the unexpected move of God too. This is important. Sacred systems are interruptible. They have space for rest days. They have space for two beach days in a row. Okay. Space for revelation pivots, prophetic downloads. You could get the same downloads. And there's definitely space for emotional release. You're not just running a business, you're hosting a movement. Movements require margin for mystery. Where have I made my system too tight for God to breathe? You know, you want to take your metrics as a mirror, not masters. You want to track what matters. Sure, I think that's important, but you can't let the numbers boss your soul around. If numbers boss my soul around, I'd still be on the beach 24 hours a day. I would just give up. I'd be homeless on the beach with my naked cats. You know, your system should reflect fruitfulness, not just productivity. Alignment, not just achievement. And that faithfulness, not just growth. You know, what am I measuring and why? That's very important. Jesus didn't build urgent. He built obedient. He healed on the way. He napped during the storms. He napped during the storms. You don't believe me? Look it up. He pulled away when the crowd got loud. Don't believe me? Look it up. Even he, I think he had a neurospicy brain. He was like, I am peopled the fuck out. I need to step away. So I can't beat myself up for being human because I do the same thing. But that's the blueprint. You don't need a system that drains your oil to keep the lights on. You need one that's going to protect it so the fire never dies. Sacred systems are like when you irrigate your garden. It's not forcing the growth. It's just making sure that the soil stays nourished. You know, the roots are staying deep. The water will reach every corner. And when the system is right, you don't hustle. What do you do? What do you do when the system is right and everything's getting water and everything looks good? You harvest. You harvest. A sacred system doesn't make you more productive. It makes you more present. Because when your system protects your presence releases the power. You were never meant to build in your own strength. Now, I'm making it very clear for you so you can understand. You don't have to. You don't have to. What does it mean to really show up without selling your soul? It means you stop offering your essence in exchange for that external validation. We don't need the pat on the back. We got ourselves, honey. Your visibility doesn't cost you your voice. You still are who you are, and you're going to show up and you're going to say what you're going to say, no matter what anybody else says around you. And people are going to say shit, okay? People are going to say shit, and they're going to say really mean shit. Like, how many times have I been told to go kill myself on social media, you guys? It's insane. But this means your success doesn't require self-abandonment. I don't want you guys to sell your soul for this. That's what people want. They want you to join them where they are. And most of the people that are judging you, talking shit to you, have something to say about every move you make, they're not where you want to be, trust me. But I want to make this clear. Selling your soul doesn't necessarily mean demonic possession. Selling your soul can be just daily decisions. So I know this is going to make some of you uncomfortable. So you might like adjust in your seat or whatever you need to do. But what happens is when you sell your soul, it's happening in micro compromises. That's it. Like selling your soul is saying yes when your gut says no. It's saying I'm fine when your spirit is exhausted. That is selling your soul. This is aligned when your body is clearly telling you it's not. Let's go live when you're spiritually bone dry but afraid to lose momentum. When you build a brand so impressive, you no longer feel safe to be a person inside of it. You've seen that. You see these people that go viral. You know, you can't be a person because you sold out to the brand and you lost your voice and you lost your message. You became a performance, a curated self. When I see some of these, I see people start all the time, right? I work with people on their branding. I see them start out the gate and they're just trying so hard. It breaks my heart. You can't be a curated self. You can't be a filtered shell with a drained battery and a calendar full of obligation. You might make it look like consistency, but I promise it's going to be like quiet panic and you cannot sustain it. This is the thing. I mean, my platform, very easily, you could go see. I've said this so many times. Like, I don't have the energy to be fake. I just don't. Who I am is who I am, and who I continue to be, or who I'll be next week, that's just it. I can't be anybody but me. And it's so easy. It's so easy to be able to show up in these spaces, to do a podcast or to do Facebook lives or to share stuff on social media, because all I am is me. That's it. I didn't have to pretend anything. You know, I don't have to fake it. I don't have to, you guys know my computer's on a fucking box right now. Like, I don't have to perform for this. You know that I've made it very clear I'm going through the healing. I am still fighting with discipline, and I'm in a spiral on in two little pieces of my life. I am in a spiral loop that is destructive. You know, I'm in the fire with you. You don't have to make this look like you have it all figured out. People want to know that you're fucking human. You want to be able to build a brand and be a person inside it. I mean, if you're going to pretend to be someone else, you may as well rent out your house and sleep in the garage. That's selling your soul. You decorate every room for public consumption. You stage it perfectly. You keep the windows spotless, but you don't live there anymore. Your soul, your truth, your softness, your process, it's hiding out somewhere cold, unkempt, waiting for permission to come back inside. That's not cool. How do we show up without selling our soul? You stop separating your presence from your personhood. It means your platform, is that a word, personhood? I just said it. So if it's not, I made it up. You're welcome. There's a new one for the week. I'm teaching you guys vocabulary that I just pull out of my ass. Your platform, your podcast, your coaching, your content, they all flow from who you actually are, not who you think people need you to be to buy, like, follow, or approve. That's it. I could do a lot of things to go viral any minute right now. I could do a lot of things. I could have a podcast. If I change my topics and if I talk about crime, because that's probably the number one listened to podcast, right? I could please, a crime podcast, I'd kill it, you know, or a sex podcast. Like, that's insane to me, the amount of traffic that these podcasts get. And I'm not judging you guys if you're one of their greatest listeners. I'm just saying it's not who I am, okay? It's not who I am. I could sell out just to have a famous podcast, but it'll never be me. None of it will be me. So what is it? How important is it? What do you need to do to really just tap into yourself today? When your soul needs stillness, you need to learn to say, not today. Even if that means skipping the algorithm, okay? Let people see your process, not just your polish. Let people see the mess. Let people see that it's relatable because you're working through it. Post from overflow, not obligation. Walk off the live video if the spirit shifts. Stop recording a podcast. Trust that it's leadership, not laziness. Charge from alignment, not fear. Write what God says, not what sells. That's it. You're not here to perform wholeness. You're here to embody it. Jesus never sold his soul. He never hustled for attention, never morphed to fit the crowd, never bent his truth to gain approval. He showed up fully human, fully divine, flipping tables when he needed to, weeping in gardens, resting in the middle of storms. I hope you really look that up because it is true. He never sacrificed intimacy with the Father to maintain popularity with the people, not one time. And that's it. That's the model. That's the model. When you show up from performance, your nervous system is bracing. Even if you crush it, your body interrupts it as a threat because you weren't safe in your authenticity. But when you show up from devotion and truth, your nervous system relaxes. You're not just posturing. You're just present. And presence is where your power lives. You don't need to sell your soul to be seen. The right people will resonate with your real, not your performance. So I want you to make this clear to yourself, okay? Because I've watched you sit on the sidelines for so long. If I can do this, absolutely anyone can do this, okay? What I need you to do is take up the space. Say the hard thing. Pause when it's not anointed and speak when God says move, because your soul is not a liability. It is the whole reason that you are here. You chose this life to have a feeling, to have any feelings, all the feelings, to experience humanity. You came here and getting back to your soul, remembering who the fuck you are, is the only reason you're here. That's it. If structures ever felt like a prison, this episode literally is your jailbreak. And if you've been burned out by building without God, this is your blueprint back to flow. June is not just a vibe, okay? It's a burn it all down. We didn't just talk about burning down the blueprints this week. We did it. We're dismantling discipline without devotion. We're calling out productivity as the addiction it really became. We built systems that could hold both our calling and our capacity. We're letting rest become a rhythm. Obedience is becoming our overflow. And this all proves one thing, okay? You don't need more control. You need more communion because you're not building from ambition anymore. You're building from the altar. This was never about getting your life together. It was about giving your life back to the one who can actually lead it. Okay? This structure wasn't about getting your life together. It's about giving your life back to the one who can actually lead it. That changes everything. Everything. Now what? Now we walk in it. With rhythm, with rest, with realignment as a way of life, because your nervous system isn't the enemy. Structure is not the problem. Burnout isn't proof you're broken. It's the proof the system was never holy to begin with. So we let it burn. We let it burn. And then we build something sacred. Okay. Thank you guys for this week. I love you so much for your patience. Thank you for letting me learn to be in the moment and present and still be able to show up when it's anointed. Okay. But next week we're talking about relational honesty. Okay. Because after the structure is rebuilt, you'll actually start to see who can walk with you in this. Okay. So yeah, I'm not going to spill too much about what's going to happen, but this is the next level of freedom, because what good is like a sacred rhythm if you have to hide inside of it? We are not shrinking. We're not smoothing it over. We are telling the truth and trusting that love will catch us. Sacred structure gave you a rhythm. Relational honesty will give you the resonance. Okay. Put this together. You're going to have the kind of life you do not have to escape from. June is not the month you want to miss. If you have not caught up to all the episodes, I want you to go binge last week, catch up with this week, and then I want to see you next week. We're not just building, we are becoming. I love you guys.